The cost of housing is a very big problem. It is probably one of the biggest problems that we face as a country. And at the root of it, I know that there's nuance here, but at the root of it is a problem of increased demand all over the place, but increased demand specifically in certain areas and constrained supply. So people want houses, they want to move out, they want their own place. More people are living alone. People are aging in place more. They're staying in their houses longer as they get older. And at the same time, there's a lot of things that constrain the construction of new homes. So you have these places where that the house prices go up dramatically, but the number of houses being built doesn't go up dramatically, despite the fact that people could be making twice as much money building a house as they would like 3 years ago. Why aren't they doing that? It's because there's wild constraints on the ability to build at all. We have that problem in a few places. Places where sort of demand continues to go up, but supply is being constrained. But one place that we haven't had that problem is with electricity. For two reasons. One, because new electricity generation has been coming onto the grid in the form of natural gas power plants, but also in the form of wind and solar. They've been adding a lot of capacity to the grid. At the same time, there hasn't been a lot of new demand on the grid because our houses are getting more efficient, our light bulbs are getting more efficient, our appliances are getting more efficient. Because of that, demand has stayed fairly steady. It's increased, but supply has been able to increase along with it. Now, I'm not saying that energy prices are not high and that they are not a burden for a lot of people, but relative to a lot of other things, like we obviously think a lot more about gas prices and healthcare prices and housing prices than we do about electricity prices. And that's good. That's the way we want it. We don't want electricity prices to be another thing that we have to think about. But we have just entered into a world where that is definitely the case, because demand for electricity is going to come up, but supply is being intentionally, artificially constrained. And you kind of have to ask, who exactly benefits from this? Because it's not very many people. It just slows down the entire economy when electricity prices go way up. It's obviously bad for people, and it's also obviously bad for whoever gets blamed for it. So what the heck is going on here? Why is this happening? Why is supply being artificially constrained? And what does that tell us about the people who think that they're going to benefit from this? First, though, we have to talk about demand. So we all know that demand for electricity is increasing, the biggest reason being adding a bunch of data centers to turn electricity and intellectual property into large language models and other artificial intelligence systems that will theoretically fix everything, I guess. Whatever. We know that there are a ton of data centers being built, that they're all going to come online, that they're going to use a tremendous amount of electricity to do all the stuff they need to do to turn electricity into value for their shareholders. And it's going to be like one of the first new electricity sectors. I mean, it already is like the first new electricity sector that's been added in a very long time. And it's going to be a massive consumer of electricity. That's everybody's projection. That's what everybody thinks is going to happen. I believe it's going to happen too. I don't know what the value created from it will be, but it's definitely going to be a thing. It's going to be new demand. In addition to that new demand, we're also converting some demand from one energy source to another energy source. So when you install like a heat pump to replace your furnace, what you're doing is you're replacing natural gas with electricity. When you get an electric car, what you're doing is you're replacing gasoline with electricity. So there's also a bunch of stuff that's going to take pressure off of the natural gas markets, lower the prices of those, but increase demand for electricity. In terms of climate impact, that's obviously a net positive in terms of like air pollution in your town. But in terms of electricity demand, that's more demand. And unless supply is going to keep up with it, that's going to increase prices. One thing I'm not going to talk about in this video, but is going to increase electricity prices, is cryptocurrency. Yet another thing that requires a lot of data centers and a lot of electricity. And thanks to our sponsor, Ground News, I was just checking out this story about how the Trump-backed Bitcoin company has begun trading on NASDAQ, and that was in its nice little U.S. politics blind spots. I also hadn't heard about this one, where the governor of Maryland is caught cruising on Clooney's yacht in Italy. Seems like an avoidable fate. And yet, but that's the great thing about Ground News. They show you the stuff that your news isn't covering. Like, if you only see the right-wing news, you probably didn't hear about the fact that there's this Trump-backed company trading on the NASDAQ. But we've got it on NPR and NBC News. American Bitcoin, a firm co-founded this spring by Eric Trump. The way the Ground News works, it gathers related articles from all around the world in one place with context about the source's political leaning, reliability, and ownership, so you can compare coverage and quickly understand the bigger picture. The story about Florida becoming the first state to end all vaccine mandates for schools, we can see the left covering this. Florida Surgeon General vows to end every last vaccine mandate, and the right, Florida plans to phase out childhood vaccines for measles, polio. The body is a gift from God, says Surgeon General. Boy. Or you have a very flat headline from CNBC, Florida to become first state to end all vaccine mandates, including in schools. Just saying what happened. Ground News works with three independent news monitoring organizations to rate the bias and factuality of media outlets. You can subscribe to get 40% off the Vantage plan by scanning this QR code that's been on the screen the whole time, or by using my link, ground.news/Hank.
That's ground.news/Hank.
So the question then is, will supply be able to keep up with it? And the answer is almost certainly not. That's what all these smart people who are investing in the stock market are showing us. They believe that supply is not going to keep up with demand. So there's going to be more demand for electricity. There's going to be the same amount of supply. The price is going to go very high. And all of these companies that are making electricity are going to become extraordinarily profitable because they're going to be selling a product that has very inelastic demand. Like, we are going to use roughly the same amount of electricity. Everybody who's making electricity is going to be able to charge a higher price for it because it will be a more scarce resource, and they will charge the highest price they can get. Now, some of these are regulated utilities, and maybe we'll figure out ways to like force them to cap prices, but it's capitalism, baby. The highest price you can get for a product is what is the price you sell at. And certainly in terms of the federal administration right now, nobody expects it to be like a big push for like privatizing power or increasing the constraints on what they can charge you. But why won't we be able to meet this demand? We have to first look at like the electricity mix of the United States of America. So here's net generation of electricity for all sectors by source 2001 to 2023. What you see is that coal is decreasing a lot. It's just become a less economic fuel compared to natural gas, which we're really good at getting out of the ground now. It's a cleaner burning fuel. We burn a lot of natural gas. It's the biggest piece of our pie right now. Nuclear has basically not changed over that entire time period. There are going to be some people trying to build nuclear plants, but that's going to be expensive electricity. Everyone expects it to be expensive electricity. It's very expensive to build nuclear plants. It's only worthwhile to build nuclear plants if the price of electricity is expected to go up a lot. And then the thing that is growing the fastest is other renewables, and that's going to be solar and wind. And solar, I think at the moment, is smaller in that pie, but it's increasing much faster and is going to be, I think, the lion's share of the renewables electricity that we add in the future, especially because Trump is very anti-wind. He hates wind.
I never understood wind, yet I know windmills very much.
Gotta love some iced tea on a hot day. So in terms of the ways that you would expect the new demand to be filled, you would expect that to be filled by natural gas and renewable. And the one big beautiful bill did two really terrible things for our ability to meet the increased demand for electricity. Everybody is fully aware that there's going to be a huge inability for supply to increase while there's a huge increase in demand. And it is literally because of this bill. So the number one thing is that it made it much, much, much easier to export natural gas out of the United States. Now, this is a fairly difficult thing to do. For like one, there's like a technological problem that we have now solved, which is that we liquefy the natural gas and we put it on giant boats, which we then ship to places to buy that natural gas. The only reason to do that is because you can get a higher price in another place than you can in the US, and that will increase the price in the US. There will be less natural gas available to the people who need to burn it to make electricity in the United States. It looks like over the next couple of years, natural gas exports from the U.S. are going to double. That means that there's going to be less natural gas, means increased prices if you're using natural gas in your home for heat or for your stove or whatever. But it also means that it's going to be more expensive for power plants to buy it, which is going to increase the price of electricity. It's also, of course, going to increase the amount of drilling for natural gas, getting it out so that we can burn more of it. That's bad from my perspective, very bad. But in terms of price, you might think, well, that's going to lower the price. It would make it so the price wouldn't go up as much, but that's natural gas that otherwise wouldn't be economically viable to drill for. The only reason we would be pulling it out of the ground is because the price has gone up. So it's being pulled out because the price is higher. At the same time as that, there's just no more natural gas turbines to build. So there's fuel, but then there's the equipment. And the people who build the equipment are booked up. They have sold all of the ones they can build for the next 5 years at least. So there aren't any new ones we can build in the near term. Like maybe we could import them from other places, whatever. But in terms of domestic supply, they're full. They would have to build factories they don't currently have. Supply is not going to come online immediately. But along with all the rest of this, again, I will show you this graph showing that a lot of electricity that is being supplied to the grid right now is from renewables. A new bill makes renewables much more expensive to build. There were a bunch of subsidies that were part of the Inflation Reduction Act that were in part there so that there could be an increase in energy supply that are now gone. They've also increased the requirements that you use stuff made in the US. And if you've ever bought a solar panel, you know that they're a lot cheaper if you buy them made in the US. Most of them are made in China and they're really cheap if they're made in China. They're good solar panels. And if you want to do that, if you want to increase domestic supply, like, okay, but also you should subsidize it, which they're not doing. So where they're saying you have to buy solar panels made in the U.S., but the number of solar panels made in the U.S. is low, and we're not going to subsidize the creation of new solar panels in the U.S., and we're not going to help those companies build factories to make new solar panels. And so this leads me to the big question of, like, who benefits from electricity prices going up a bunch? And this is going to be a deeply cynical take, and probably will not go in the direction you expect, because of course you expect, and I agree, that the people who benefit are the people who run energy companies, and those people give donations to the party that is currently in power, and so they are getting the benefit of electing the people who agree with them on how energy should be produced, which is only through the burning of fuels that you pull out of the ground that eventually will run out, but let's not think about that right now. That's certainly part of it. And how much of this is, like, the Republican Party is the party of, like, fossil fuels, and how much of it is we are directly returning your investment in our campaigns? Whoever knows. Depends on where you sit on the ideological aisle, I imagine. Depends on how cynical you are. But a more cynical take here that I actually believe in, I think that Americans are going to blame Democrats for this. I think they're going to look at it and say, the Democrats, they pushed too hard on solar. We should have been building coal-fired power plants. We should have been building natural gas. And the reasons prices are going up so much is because solar and wind are a bad way to make electricity. And I see all these solar panels and I see all these wind turbines all over the place. And now the problem is worse. Now electricity is more expensive. The thing that about the power system that's changing, to my eye, is not that there's a bunch of big ships like taking natural gas away from America. I don't see those. It's not that copper prices are really high globally. I don't know what the price of copper is. It's not that tech companies are building a bunch of data centers for AI. I don't see those data centers. They're not near most people. What people see are solar panels and wind turbines. That is their connection to the power industry. I think Republicans and the Trump administration have no fear. Like, there's no drawback to the prices going up because they're invested in the energy stocks. The prices of those stocks will go up. So that's good for them as individuals. They're delivering for the fossil fuel industry. Those people are going to get super rich. They're going to continue to support them and continue to deliver for them with donations. And the American people will see the price increase as caused by us switching over to solar panels and wind turbines. I think that that's the calculation, if any calculation is being done. They're just kind of expecting that, like, the way that people on the left think that the housing crisis is caused by some, like, nefarious action of individual capitalists rather than, like, a market problem, they're going to expect that Republicans will see that the energy crisis will have been caused by renewable energy. Because it's just like, that's the simple direct line. You know that the prices have gone up. You see a bunch of solar panels and wind turbines. Mix those two things together. They must have caused each other. This is how correlations work in our brains. And this is especially true for people who are, like, you know, less likely to feel good vibes around solar panels and wind turbines because they like it less when the world changes because they are conservative. And conservative is fine. I'm obviously not conservative. But the reality will be that the thing that increased the cost was an expected and known significant increase in demand and a bill that seemingly intentionally, by increasing dramatically the exports of natural gas and also decreasing dramatically the building of renewable energy projects, estimates are that, like, because of the Big Beautiful Bill, we're going to build, like, half as much wind and solar as we otherwise would have. And the wild thing is that everybody in the energy industry or who pays attention to any of this completely understands this rather simple supply and demand imbalance that is being sort of dumped on the American people. They understand this. They understand why it's happening. They understand that it's happening. People are buying stocks with the expectation that it will happen. See the prices of energy stocks skyrocketing. Everybody knows it's going to happen. And everybody knows why, because we have a bunch of circumstances that are increasing the demand for electricity and a bunch of circumstances that are suppressing our ability to make it. But it's just complicated enough that I think that the Trump administration is like, chances are we are going to be seen as the party that's pro-energy because we're the party that's pro-fossil fuel. And all the people who are like, no, we have to change things for the environment, not for prices, but for bugs and polar bears. So those people are going to be seen as the ones who caused the problem because they're not, like, that pro-energy party. So it's like a win-win to intentionally increase prices for Americans. I don't know. Maybe I'm imagining this, but, like, is that how it's going to go? Now, I will leave you with the reality that I in fact cannot predict the future. And just because a bunch of people who invest in the stock market are betting on a future, very obviously, they think that this future is more likely than other futures, doesn't mean that it will definitely happen. That, like, the big thing that could happen that would prevent this is that AI collapses. And that would do two things. First, it would make all of that demand from data centers go away. Second, it would produce an economic recession. recession, which also would decrease demand on the electricity grid. That's like the big thing that could happen that would make electricity prices not go up. Like, certainly there are elements of this as a bubble. There's a lot of speculation in the stock market around this, a lot of speculation in NVIDIA, a lot of speculation in companies building data centers. Like, it's not Apple and Microsoft building these data centers. It's independent funds of rich people trying to get richer building them speculatively, almost like buying up tulip bulbs. And so it is totally possible that all this speculative data center building is a bubble that is going to pop. And in that case, this wouldn't happen. Like, I think that would be also bad because it would be very likely that a recession would follow because of how much of the world's money is currently tied up in the AI bubble. Like, right now, in terms of like the value of the entire stock market, something like 20% of that is tied up in companies that are very exposed to artificial intelligence as a boom. And that's just the publicly traded stocks. That doesn't count, you know, XAI and Claude and Anthropic and ChatGPT, which are all private companies that have, again, also huge multi-many-billion-dollar market caps. So I don't know. What's OpenAI's market cap? $300 billion? That's a lot. That's a lot. What's Apple's market cap? I guess it's in the trillions. 3 trillion. Okay, so it's a tenth the size of Apple.